Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is no one in this city who can better address the questions I just posed than the beat reporter covering the Eagles on the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, Jeff McClain. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Angelo.
Jeff, when you're seeing what's going on with Sidney Jones, where now he is playing at the level they thought he would when he was here, do you question the coaching he had when he was here?
I think that's maybe a part of it. I look back to temperament, the kid's personality. I feel like the evaluation there was probably not a good one in terms of how he would fit here in Philadelphia and how he would fit in the scheme culture-wise, et cetera. I think that certainly falls on the front office and when they acquired this guy. Because, again, the one thing that we heard consistently about Sidney and why he wasn't thriving here wasn't about skill or ability. It was about his confidence and lack thereof. And I think a lot of that had to do with being a third-round pick and the weight that comes with that, especially in a city as tough as Philadelphia. And, I think the same thing could apply to Andre Dillard. And I think that kind of goes back to the evaluation of Sidney. Now, certainly, Jim can be difficult to play for. He likes certain guys. He was part of that evaluation as well. So it's not like Jim doesn't escape culpability for that decision as well.
Yeah, I want to pursue that a little further, Jeff, because Jim Schwartz, I don't know what to make of him this year. First of all, Jeff, they had 2 weeks to prepare for the Giants. They had already faced the Giants, and they came out so flat defensively that the Giants went right down the field twice in a row. And I'm not totally buying what Schwartz said yesterday, where it was just that Daniel Jones play that set him in motion. They had already gotten 60 yards before the Jones touchdown run. Jeff, how could they not be ready? And isn't that a reflection of their coaching?
Absolutely. And Jim did well in his response about the Daniel Jones run. I don't think he did very well in responding to the questions about the running backs running down their throats for those first two drives. You're like, aside from the one run, and we did well in the run backs. They averaged 3 point whatever. But, yeah, but the first two drives are what mattered, Jim. And, you were supposed to stop the running back. That's the strength of this defense up front and stopping the run, something they've done during Jim's tenure. But, we're not talking about, the Jim Brown here. And we're not talking about, some of the great, the Hogs offensive line. The Eagles should be able to win that at the point of attack. But certainly personnel plays a part of it. Linebackers were taking bad angles to some of those blocks, as were the safeties, and that goes back to personnel. But to the original point, they weren't ready for some of those run plays, and that falls on Jim, and that falls on, to a higher degree, Doug.
Who yells at Jim? Anyone? Can Doug do it? Doug's the head coach.
In that building, nobody yells at Jim.
No.
They're all scared of him.
They're scared of that Jim Schwartz, that little fella. Wow,
yep.
That I'm surprised.
From the owner to the
right.
From the owner to the head coach.
All right, let me just, Jeff. I got this new theory now that of all the problems the Eagles have, and God knows they have a lot of them, coaching is right near the top of the list, if not at the top. I've got Doug Peterson saying after that game that he did a good job play calling. Did he do a good job play calling?
No, I mean, that's certainly been a defensive mechanism for Doug whenever he's been asked about play calling, because it's something he doesn't want to give up, and it's one of the primary things he does. You take that away from him, and he's just kind of an overseer, which is fine. I mean, that may be what it comes to. this offseason. You know, I think during the season what happens a lot of times is we get so wrapped up in the coaching when things aren't going well, and that's fair. The coaching hasn't been good. But a lot of this is the roster, and we can't forget that. Howie kind of goes into hiding during the 4 months of the season, and I kind of want to hammer that because I feel like, you know, you look at the roster, it was supposed to be turning over in terms of age. It's still old. Second most expensive roster in the NFL. So you got, you know, it seems like they were trying to serve two masters here. They were trying to still get to the playoffs and possibly win a Super Bowl with some leftovers from prior teams and when they said they wouldn't be doing that again. And then they brought in some young players and they're still not kind of contributing right away. And we're seeing the development there taking longer than necessary. And it's not helping that you have these older guys kind of standing in their way.
Hey, Jeff, I'm going to ask the same question I just asked you about Jim Schwartz. Is anybody holding Howie accountable in the Eagles organization?
No, that's never been done. No. Howie will not be going anywhere.
This is not good, Jeff, that people are failing and they're not being held accountable.
Right, when I bring up the personnel decisions, you know, it's like Rager over Jefferson, JJ over DK, or even other receivers that you could say were taken if you want to take the DK out of the equation because he was a medical red flag. But, you know, these are decisions that were made by the front office. And Doug is not involved in that. So we can't lose sight of that.
Wow. It's sounding like there's not a ton of accountability here. Let me get to Carson Wentz because I'm dying to get your read on Carson. Is he just having a really bad year or do you see a trend downward in his performance overall?
I think it's hard not to say that it's a downward trend. Now, if you look at the big picture, you could say, well, it's maybe a little closer to the norm rather than, you know, 2017, which is just a 13-game span there, right? So I don't think Carson is as bad as he's played during these 9 games. I think we can all agree upon that. Certainly he has more ability, and a lot of these outside influences have affected him. But is he the quarterback that we thought that he could be? I'm starting to think that maybe not.
Right. Then what happened? What do you think happened?
Well, they're going to have to – I don't think that they can move on from him next year just because of the contract. So, I mean, you got to make this work. And at some point, if it doesn't next season, then you're going to have to maybe look to number two.
Jeff, is having Hurts on the roster sometimes, once in a while on the field, getting inside Carson's head?
That's a fair question. And I asked Doug on Monday about – the Hurts plays, and, you know, at this point, he's only thrown 2 times out of 30 or something plays, and, you know, teams are keen in on the fact that he's going to run it, and the plays haven't been imaginative, so that's part of it as well, but Carson's out there for every play, and that you're taking one, that's one less receiver that the defense has to worry about, and at some point, you got to take him off the field. And my question to Doug was, I mean, and this is kind of the subtext of the question, he didn't really answer the question, he kind of gave a snide response. I'm not really sure why, because I feel it's a fair point to make. But also, the subtext being, are you worried about hurting Carson's feelings? Are you worried about damaging his ego, you know, taking him off the field? Because it's the best thing for the team. And it's not just taking him off the field for one play. I mean, at this point, maybe you give Jalen Hurts an entire series. You're not benching Carson, but you're also, and maybe better for the team, right? And you're also kind of delivering a little bit of a message to Carson as well. So I wonder, I don't know if it's getting Carson's head or not. You would think that it wouldn't. I wasn't a fan of the pick for some of these reasons, but if Carson, you know, who's just got paid a lot of money is worrying about, you know, rookie quarterback, then maybe, you know, the Eagles made the right decision in the first place of drafting someone to replace him.
Now, Jeff, I got to tell you something. You know, I used to do that job a long time ago. That was a phenomenal question. And a rude answer. He said, "Oh, great idea! I didn't think of it. So glad you came and helped me out today." You know, that was his attitude. I asked it to him when I had him on, and he thought I meant Jalen Rager, and I couldn't get back to it because I was almost out of time. But he still hasn't answered the question of why Wentz is on the field when Jalen Hurts is taking a snap. They're not going to throw to him, Jeff. They're certainly not going. He's not going to run a slant and get whopped in the middle of the field. It was a perfectly good question. Do you have any idea why he wouldn't answer it?
I think you're maybe what you said was accurate in that, you know, Doug gets kind of defensive when he's asked questions that maybe are, I'm not making a suggestion, but I'm saying, you know, looking at something, a trend here or something there that maybe needs to be corrected. And I think sometimes he gets a little defensive about that. I don't know. I hate to think that it's the questioner. But, you know, I'm just there. I'm just, the conduit. I'm just asking the questions that I think the fans want answered.
You are absolutely doing that as well as anybody ever has who's covered that team. Last one, Jeff. You already partially answered it because the way I look at stuff, eventually somebody's head rolls when you're having this kind of a season. You have already taken Howie off the table, all right? Is Doug in any trouble yet? Is Schwartz in any trouble yet? Is Carson Wentz in any trouble? Who do you think is the first one to be sacrificed if this keeps happening?
Yeah, I sometimes when you get in these situations, I like to take a step back and look at the big picture. One, in season, they're still in the division lead. I mean, they still have a chance to win this thing. I know it's kind of fool's gold. It may end up being fool's gold just based upon the way this team has played. But they still have to be playing for that. And that's something that I think will keep them focused on not the bigger picture of what do we do in terms of the offseason and coaching and staff, et cetera. So I don't think anything will happen during this season. Mm-mm. And I don't think anything should. Again, we have to remember we're still not that far removed from these guys, this group of coaches and certainly in Howie's regard of winning a Super Bowl. And the question that Jeff's going to have to ask himself this offseason is, like, do I believe that these guys can do it again? Can they, you know, turn this thing around and do it in time with Carson? Because it's going to have to be with Carson, at least part in terms of you're looking at this crew. They did it in 2017 after coming on in 2016. Jeff's question to himself is going to have to be, does he think they can do it again? I don't think Howie will go anywhere. So I wonder if that puts Doug in the headlights, and if not Doug, then certainly got a few guys underneath him, which would be, you know, maybe Jim Schwartz, and certainly I think Press Taylor. Just the way that Carson's played, and the way that the passing offense did this year, you have to wonder what kind of contributions has Press Taylor made to this team.
I have a prediction that when they do make a move, if they do, Jeff McClain will know about it first. Jeff, you're very good. Thank you as always, my friend. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jeff McClay with some terrific insights on what's going on internally.
So Jim Schwartz is untouchable.
Nobody ever challenges Jim
Schwartz.
The
owner, even.
They're afraid of him. What is the guy?
I don't know.
5'6", 170?
Oh, I don't know that it matters how tall.
No, I'm tough. I know that stuff. Jim Harbaugh beat the crap out of him.
Can you imagine
the crap out of him. They got into a verbal altercation.
I prefer to look at it like a beating the crap out of him. But anyway, Al. Nobody is being held accountable.
Well, how's
understand we hold them accountable on a radio show more than they hold them accountable in the building.
I think Doug's being held accountable.
You do?
Yeah.
It just seems to me he's the one with the target at his back.
Doug is like the assistant coach, and Schwartz is like the head coach in the eyes of ownership and
well, then
the
let me tell
manager.
You something, Josie. If at the end of this year, 5-11-1, something terrible, 5-10-1, whatever the numbers are, and they get rid of Doug and they keep Schwartz, shame on them.
Yeah, and that could happen.
Shame on them.
That could happen.
That would be disgraceful.
They won't make Schwartz the head coach, but that could
happen.
He could stay.
Schwartz has been awful at his job.
How did he get,
ask Sidney Jones.
How did he get this status?
I don't know. I don't know how he got this. Certainly not from the performance of the team in the Super Bowl.
But I'm even talking about previously coming here. Where did that status?
I don't know. Al, somehow he walked in here and he owned the place. I don't get it. And I am not impressed with the snooty attitude anyway.
They're really impressed with people, Al, sometimes. And it takes them a long time to shake it.
All right. This is where I need a great caller, and I have one. Ty Rhodes out of Linex. Hi, Ty.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
All right. I am really looking forward to your take on Jim Schwartz and his performance. How are you feeling about him?
Well, Angelo, you know how I feel about Jim Schwartz. I do not like Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
And it comes down to scheme and talent evaluation. I mean, if you think about it, I'm going to piggyback off of what you guys were saying earlier. Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas. The linebacker, the good linebacker that's now with Baltimore, And then I mean, I know why you got rid of Hicks because of the injuries. I get that. But it just seems like everybody that leaves here just gets better. I don't understand it. And for the Eagles organization to give Jim Schwartz, from what I see, more power than Doug is mind-boggling to me. I don't understand. Maybe he has something that we don't know or something like that, because what I'm watching, what we're all watching, is poor defense. It even goes back to the Super Bowl when Brady lit us up. Brandon Graham made a play at the end, thank God. But if you look at the overall performance of Jim Schwartz, it has been really, really poor.
Yeah.
I don't.
But they apparently are afraid of him, Tyrone. Then nobody wants to challenge him. Nobody's calling him into the office and going, Jim, your team wasn't ready. Nobody is saying, wow, why is Sidney good now? He wasn't good when he was here.
Right. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a trend here. It's like the guys that were here before Doug is get these passes. And, you know, we could go to the offensive side of the ball. Why is Jason Peters on the field and Malaga is on the bench? Why isn't Peters in the guard spot?
You know what's weird about that?
Understand.
Once they actually got him out of the guard spot when they had an opening at left tackle, it's right. Like they never wanted him to be a guard. They've had opportunities to put him back there, and they've got, no, we're not going to do that.
No, you're. Well, that's what should be happening. Pryor was so dreadful.
But who is doing that? Matt Pryor is horrible.
Right, and then you got to give Wentz his best five offensive linemen.
Yep.
He's been hit 89 times this season. Sacked 39 wow. already, and we in week 10. Like, if you're a quarterback and you hike and you snapping the ball and you realize you don't have no time, you're going to be jittery. Passes going to be all over the place. They're not doing Carson any benefits, and the defense is getting worse week in and week out with Jim Schwartz. Something has to change.
I didn't even have that number, Tyrone. 89 times he's been hit. No,
yes.
He must be punchy. 89 times.
Yes, 89 times. And we're not even done yet. We still got a long way to go.
No, 7 games. My God, he could set a record there. All right, Tyrone, let me get you on our wheel today. Whose stock is going down in Philadelphia sports?
Oh, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons' stock going down? Yeah, I don't like his attitude. Give him a spin.
All right, another
I like his attitude. He lost Kendall Jenner, too. That has to hurt.
Oh, you just missed. You got a pen.
Nah, sorry about that. 215-592-9494. Week about. People are going to think it's a bit, and I don't know how to present it so it doesn't sound like one. There is a man out there who has become a master of something that should not ever happen.
Okay.
The frozen pizza.
Okay.
And he's coming on because he's part of this big Pizzadelphia thing.
Yes.
He has found the key to making a frozen pizza that is every bit as good as a regular pizza.
Wow.
He has become a phenomenon. The Barstool guy, Dave Portnoy.
El Presidente.
It's the only frozen pizza he ever tried. He gave it over an 8.
Wow.
And
man,
his name.
Impressive.
I am not butchering his name, and I am not making it up, and it's going to sound like a bit. The man's name is Angelo Pizza, and he's on when we come back. WIP Sports Time 8:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.